A lot of us are spiritual beggars because we're talking to the wrong people. We're trying to get advice from people who are beggars too.
Dr. Tony Evans says we've set our sights too low.
And let me tell you something about low expectations. You get what you expect.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Dr. Evans believes one of the reasons we don't see God do more in our lives is that we don't expect Him to do more in our lives. He explains as he kicks off a series he calls Great Expectations. Let's join him.
Many of us are satisfied with our spiritual level. We've been trained for one reason or another to live life on low expectations. Acts chapter 3 comes as the Spirit of God has begun moving in the newly born church. This church is brand new. It's spanking brand new, but it is full of the Spirit. For just a little bit earlier was the day of Pentecost when the Spirit of God fully expressed Himself. And because the Spirit of God was controlling the environment, all kind of stuff was breaking loose. It wasn't business as usual because the Spirit had taken over. This story given to us in chapter 3 about a lame man introduces us to our theme for this series of Great Expectations. It was at a time when Peter and John were going up, verse 1 says, at the ninth hour, 3 o'clock p.m., the hour of prayer. We're introduced to, verse 2, a certain man. Evidently, his name is not important. It could be any man. And we discover from this certain man the symptoms of low expectations. How do you know whether you are low expectation kind of saint? It says a certain man who had been lame from his mother's womb. The first thing we discover about this man is he is lame. When you are lame, one thing is inextricably clear. You can't stand on your own two feet. You know when there's a lame saint because they can't stand up on their own. They have no stability. To put it another way, they're shaky. They're either shaky because they can't get up or they're shaky because they can't stay up. Whenever you see them, they're under the circumstances. Whenever you see them, they're falling over. Whenever you see them, they have to tell you what's wrong. Not because we don't face times like that. We all face times like that. But we're told that this man was like this from his mother's womb. In other words, this wasn't just a bad day. This was a way of life. He was lame. He couldn't stand up on his own. And folk had to carry him every day. Now, all of us need folk to carry us sometimes. No Christian can make it on their own all the time. But there ought to be some time where you carrying somebody else. Guess where the folk took him? To church. But please notice something about this lame man. Every day he went home the same way he showed up. Why did he come to the beautiful gate? Because we find out another symptom of low expectations. Because we are told that when he came to the gate, the end of verse 2 says, he came there in order to beg alms of those who were entering the temple. He's a beggar. I hope you caught that. He's a beggar. He came to see what people could do for him. And any time you come to God's house to see what people can do for you, you are a beggar with low expectations. If you don't come here to meet God, I can't help you. Some of you feel like if I get there in time for the sermon, then I'm going to be okay. No, that means you came to hear a person. And that's low expectations. God has invited you for your worship, not for your preacher. He's invited you to meet him. So you low expectations. That's low expectations. Because that means you've missed the power of praise and you've missed the point of worship. And let me tell you something about low expectations. You get what you expect. And you are a beggar. Give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. And 10 years from now, you'll be in that same stupor. Give me this, give me that. He went to church every day, but he was still poor, still begging, still unable to help everybody else, including himself. Some of us come to church on Sunday begging. Pastor, say something to me. Service, do something for me. That's okay. God wants to do something for you, but not so you can still stay lame. He wants you to, if you crawled in, to be able to walk out. He wants something to happen. You always know a spiritual beggar with low expectations. Here's how. Because they always have a prayer request, but never have a testimony. They always want something else from God, but never talk about what they've received from God. Any of you have folk like that in your life, always showing up when they want something? They are spiritual beggars. Lame. Peter and John are on their way up to prayer. The beggar stops them on their way in and said, can I have some money? And please note what verse 4 says. They fixed, Peter with John, fixed his eyes upon him. That's significant. You know how we do when we run across a beggar. Let's see what we got. Usually the jingles. And we throw in a dime, a quarter, maybe we'll put in a dollar. But we keep moving, don't we? That's not what the text says Peter and John did. It says, when they heard the man ask for money, they stopped and stared. They paid attention. They focused. They zeroed in on this man. Why? Because they saw this man needed more than what he was asking for. He was asking for money, but money hadn't changed his situation. Money was simply to get by. All of us should have discovered by now that money is important and money is helpful, but money isn't the solution to life's problems. In fact, it can create new ones. What we're wanting from God is not what we need, and we need to pay attention. It says he stared at him and said, we want you to stare back at us. They glared at him, gazed upon him, and said, now you look at us. And he got excited, verse 5. Verse 5 says he expected when they said, look back at us, these folks gonna give me a lot of money. Everybody else that passed into the gate beautiful threw him chump change and never looked at the man, or only looked at him long enough to give him the leftovers. Peter and John stared at him and said, now you look back, because we're getting ready to take you somewhere you ain't been before. We're going to expose you to something you have never been exposed to before. And Peter said, verse 6, I do not possess silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, walk. Now, follow me now. What he was asking for was enough to get by. But what he was offered was something that would change his very existence. The problem with this man is real simple. He was hanging out with other beggars. And he was hanging out with people who didn't think beggars could be more than beggars. Because they brought him every day to just be another beggar. Peter and John showed up and changed the level of his expectations. He said, look, we're not going to be here to make you comfortable being a beggar no more. So we're not going to give you what you're asking for. If you've been asking God for something for a long time and he hadn't answered you, maybe you're asking for the wrong thing. Maybe you are operating on too low a level and you're asking God to join the crowd and give you chump change. He says, look, I know what you're asking for that we cannot give you. But what we do have, we give to you. And then he utters the most powerful words any Christian can utter. In the name of Jesus, walk. I can tell far too many Christians don't understand that phrase. In the name of Jesus, you get up and walk. See, we're used to the word name meaning identification. But that's not how the word name is used in the Bible. The word name in the Bible means to act consistently with the person that you're referencing. To do what they would do if they were here. Or to put it another way, to act based on their authority. If I went to the White House and said, my name is Tony Evans, and this is what I want the White House staff to do. As I was being booted off of the property, it would be clear that my name is no name. You know why? Not because it's not my name, it just doesn't carry any weight. Just shouting out the name of Jesus doesn't give you power. Please notice what Peter and John said. They didn't just say, in the name of Jesus, walk. They said before that, what I have, I give to you. If you don't have the power of the person, you might as well not use his name. Name comes in the power of the connection.
Dr. Evans will give us more help unpacking that idea when he continues our message in just a moment. First, though, I want to let you know that today's lesson is the first in Tony's current series, Great Expectations. It's a look at why we should always be anticipating the best from God, even when it seems like what we're getting is the exact opposite. In it, you'll learn the reasons God sometimes delays our blessings or our healing, disguises his presence, or allows us to go through suffering or persecution. Through it all, you'll discover how God fills our emptiness and ultimately gives us much more than we expect. And for a limited time, we've paired this 10-message audio collection with the Destiny DVD Bible Study Kit that's perfect for you, your family, or small group. It was filmed in his own living room and includes 6 video teaching sessions by Dr. Evans, comments from his children, Priscilla Shire, Crystal Hurst, and Jonathan Evans, plus leader segments and resources that'll walk you through how to share this experience with your group. We'd like to send you this incredible package of resources as our gift when you make a contribution to support the ministry of the Urban Alternative. Visit us today at tonyevans.org or call 1-800-800-3222 to make the arrangements before time runs out. I'll repeat that information for you when Dr. Evans returns with more of today's lesson after this.
Jesus said that others will know we follow him by our love. Love shows up in unity. Unity at home, at work, at church, in the community, and across the nation. It's the keystone of our spiritual victory as a church and country. Unity is best began through the power of prayer. Get practical help to release the blessing of unity in your life and in our land with Dr. Tony Evans' new book, Stronger Together, Weaker Apart, Powerful Prayers to Unite Us in Love. Visit TonyEvans.org to get your copy today or anywhere Christian books are sold.
A lot of us are spiritual beggars because we're talking to the wrong people. We're trying to get advice from people who are beggars too. We're trying to get help from folk who are either beggars or passerbyers. If you want to move from low expectation to high expectation, you need to hang out with a Peter, a James, or a John. You need somebody who got some power, which means they may not have what you're asking for. He's asking for gold and silver. Peter and John can't help you with that. Person came to me with a need in their life. I said, let's pray about it. He said, that's not what I need right now. I need some money. See, he was operating with low expectations. Not because what you want is not important, but what you need is better than what you want. This man had no identification. Therefore, he had no power. You know you're in the real deal, verse 7. It says, because they seized him by the right hand. They didn't just talk. They reached down and helped. They grabbed him and said, come on, get up. They reached down with the right hand, and immediately his feet and his ankles were straightened. You know when it's God. You know when it's God because the supernatural shows up. And with a leap, he stood upright and began to walk. Houston, we have a problem here. There's something funny going on here. This is not normal. You know why? Because the text says he was lame from his mother's womb, which means he never learned to walk. I'm going somewhere. This man wouldn't know what a walk looked like. He'd been lame too long. He's lame from his mother's womb, which means he didn't walk as a baby. He didn't walk as a toddler. He didn't walk as a preteen. He didn't walk as a teen. And now he's a grown man. But when the name of Jesus was invoked, he didn't have to learn to walk. Oh, you know when it's God, because he can skip the normal processes. He can skip the normal processes and supernaturally give you the ability to do things you haven't achieved on your own for years. These men gave him a higher expectation. Listen, if you want to run faster, hang out with folk who are faster than you. Don't be running with slower people. If you want to get better at your job, relate to somebody who's already an expert, not somebody learning on the job like you. If you want to see the supernatural, hang out with people who believe God and who know what he can do so they can take you there with them. It says he stood upright, he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. Talk about getting your praise on. I can guarantee you one thing. This was not a regular prayer meeting. Because this boy was causing a disturbance. Because it says he was leaping. You know when folks aren't beggars anymore. Because they don't keep it to themselves. When you're begging, you're just begging. But when you start walking and can now stand on your own two feet, stuff starts shaking. He was like a kid with a toy. Because of the new joy that was all over him. So he begins standing on his feet. He begins worshiping God. He doesn't have to be begged to go to prayer. He knows what prayer can do. He now goes right into the temple. And then it says a third thing. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. That's because he went public. He didn't say, let me go home and walk privately. Because God expects when he comes through, other folk going to see it. Other folk going to know about it. He didn't wait to go to seminary before he can let other folk know that he'd been touched by God. He made it known immediately, God has done something here. And they took note of him. And they were full of wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. He became a testimony and didn't care what other folk thought. Yeah. Yeah. Let me ask you this. If you don't care what folk think when you a beggar, then why are you so sedated now? When God comes through on a breakthrough, why should you care now? When you know it's God didn't come through for you, do you think it mattered to this man that you thought he was crazy? It mattered to him. Why he so excited? Because they knew where he came from. They said, isn't that the beggar? What he doing all jumping around here like that? His expectations were changed. He now knew what God can do. And that's our prayer, to change the level of your expectations. So that when God comes through, he does so instantaneously, completely, miraculously, and you stop being a beggar, having everybody else to lay you at the church, and you run leaping and dancing on your own. And what a great picture this is of salvation. The man was lame, and every man born into this world is born unable to walk in a way that pleases God. He was poor, so he needed money. And the Bible says we're bankrupt before God. He was outside the church because even though he was at the door, all sinners are separated from God. And his only hope was Christ. What are your expectations today? Do you have the expectations of a beggar? Or are you looking for God to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think according to the power of the name that is at work in you? The name that is above every other name. Because at the name of Jesus, every knee bows, every tongue confesses that Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father. There's power in the name. But if you don't know the person of the post, don't use the name. It won't work. And I want you to just talk to God for a moment. But right now. Just say, Lord, I don't want to be a beggar anymore. Crippled. I want to see what you can do. I'm going to expect you to get me up on my feet. Not just help me to get by. I'm tired of trying to make it. I want you to lift me up and give me a reason to dance and leap and praise you. Give me great expectations.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking about why we should set our sights higher and trust God to meet our real needs. If you'd like to get your own copy of today's lesson on CD and digital download, we'll be happy to help you arrange that. The title to ask about is Getting More Than You Expected. Better yet, take advantage of the special package I told you about earlier that includes today's teaching in the 10-message audio collection called Great Expectations. If you or someone you love is facing so many obstacles that you've given up believing God has your back, this honest and encouraging series will show you what he's up to behind the scenes of your life. And for a limited time, we're bundling it with Tony's 6-session Destiny DVD Bible Study Kit as our thank you gift for your contribution in support of Tony's work here on the radio and around the world. You can let one of our resource team members assist you with your request by calling 1-800-800-3222 or make your donation and all the arrangements online when you visit us at tonyevans.org. And while you're there, if you have questions about who Jesus is and what it means to be a Christian, you can find simple, straightforward answers to your questions when you click on the link that says Jesus. There, Dr. Evans offers a quick explanation of how you can find God's forgiveness for everything you've ever done wrong and be 100% sure that you have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Check it out today. Again, that's at tonyevans.org. God loves to amaze his children. But tomorrow, Dr. Evans says we may sometimes prevent that from happening by either expecting too little or knowing too much. Find out more when you join us then. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.